first is our WTIS health expert, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She's the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. She's here to tell us the proper way to diet and all these get fast, thin things that you see out there in the market, all these products. We're going to try and show you where the real deal is on all those stuff and try to show you the right way to take care of your body. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Doc, how are you?
Good morning.
So how about, is this exciting? I want a question all the way from Singapore based on last week when you gave us the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, the fruits and vegetables that are most affected by pesticides. She wants to know, how does chickpeas fit into that?
Actually, chickpeas aren't on either the Dirty Dozen or the Clean 15.
Okay, so they're good then?
Yeah, they're good.
So she's okay. You can eat those, Davinia, if you're listening. You can eat chickpeas. All right, so we're talking about weight loss. We touched a little bit on it last week. I'm trying to lose weight. I've lost about 25 pounds right now, which is, I know, it's like chucking a chair off the Queen Mary. It's nothing yet, but I'm working on it. Tell them the right way first. Let's start with that, to lose weight and be smart about it, and how you would treat someone who comes to you needing to lose weight at your place.
Well, one, we tell people there is no quick fix. There is no magic pill. There is nothing that is going to magically get you to just drop weight. It does take lifestyle changes. It does take eating correctly. And in some people, it takes finding out what in their metabolism is preventing them from losing weight. You know, so there's a lot of things we look for. We look at thyroid. We look at GI health. We look at, you know, whether they have toxicities in their system. So we kind of look at what might be preventing them from losing weight.
And what's it like, just for somebody out there who's just wanting to start the overhaul, what's the sense diet that they should be eating right now to at least start the process?
The simplest thing I tell people, if they don't want to count calories or they want to do anything else, then just turn around and eat, you know, a normal portion of lean meat. Men, it's usually between 5 and 6 ounces a serving. Women, it's between 3 and 4 ounces a serving. It's not that 16-ounce steak we usually eat. Oops. And then unlimited vegetables. Eat as many as you want. You know, if you're eating, you know, healthy vegetables, you really can't overeat them.
You know, after we spoke on Friday when you were on the show, I ran right to the organic fruit produce station, and I got everything organic. I got rid of all the other stuff, so I want to thank you for that. And again, it is so important to look at so many different parts of the person, their genetics, their makeup, what they've been through, what they've eaten all their lives, so that add to that toxicity level that they have in their system, right?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we get toxicities from everything. You know, we spray our lawns, we spray our houses for bugs, we turn around and breathe the air these days, drink the water. It's everywhere. So yeah, we're not going to avoid it, but what we can do is maximize our system's capability of getting rid of it.
Ah, very, very good. Okay, so let's break apart some of these fast weight loss things that are out there. Let's start with the first one, Sensa, which says that if you just sprinkle some of this stuff on the food, it's supposed to make you feel and you're not going to feel full and you're going to lose weight. Tell me about that one.
Well, Sensa has been out for a little while. I haven't been able to find any really good scientific data that shows that it actually works and how chemically it works in the system. It's maltodextrin, which is a form of sugar. It's a natural sugar that's a little bit lower in calories than actual, you know, table sugar. So whether that kind of raises your blood sugar and kind of gives you a fuller feeling quicker. Tried it, didn't see any difference with it. I actually, when I test things out, I actually do blood testing on myself ahead of time and do testing afterwards. Didn't see any changes in anything, and certainly, you know, didn't lose any weight.
Okay, so, all right, next one, Lipozine. It's this dietary fiber sponge that also tries to make you feel full, and you're supposed to take it 30 minutes before you're eating. Is that one work?
Well, actually, in terms of helping appetite, it will work, because it's made from glucosamine. Glucosamine is made from a plant in Japan that they take the root of, they grind it up, and it's pure fiber. It's basically what you're doing is you're putting a lot of fiber in your stomach, which swells up and makes you feel fuller faster. You know, that in combination with a good diet will help curb your appetite, but it won't turn around and make you stop eating if you choose to eat over it.
And is that unhealthy or bad for you to just kind of overload your system with fiber like that?
Well, actually, most of us don't get enough fiber in our diet, so adding additional, but again, there's different kinds of fiber. There's soluble and insoluble. This is an insoluble fiber. You can't absorb it. You can't digest it. It passes through.
Okay. All right. Phenytrim, which has these fat-burning caps. It has all these things in it. I could not. Dimethyl, phenetralamine, hydrochloride. I can't even. You know better than me, Doc. Is this any good?
Well, actually, this mimics a prescription medication on the market called phentermine. Mm-hmm. It is the new ephedra, so to speak. And basically what it is the one chemical, which is from the germanium plant, and caffeine. So, you know, my thought on caffeine is too much is not good enough. Caffeine helps prevent cortisol breakdown. So in that sense, you're going to get higher cortisol levels, which can elevate sugar. It does control appetite, but same thing. We use phentermine in our office as a appetite suppressant, as a adjunct to help people get there. But it's not the thing that gets them to lose weight.
Which I think is the key in everything here. None of these things are going to be the win in all of it. Even if they're any good, it's got to be an adjunct thing. You've got to, it's lifestyle and coming into you and getting it done the right way. Okay, there's another one, Ally Weight Loss Starter Kit. It's got Orsalic Edible Ink. What the heck is that, Doc? Is that supposed to be something that's going to help us? Iron oxide and something called microclab. I don't know. I can't even say it. Help me out with this one.
It's basically the version of Orlistat that was prescribed. It's their version over the counter that they were allowed to use. And what it does is it blocks fat absorption. Now, the problem with things like Ally and stuff is it's supposed to give people a deterrent when they eat too much fat, because basically it gives, people a lot of gas. Because the fat doesn't break down, it comes out the other way. Diarrhea, gas, bloatiness. But it's not a healthy way, because we do need fat absorbed in our diet, because that also is what helps our skin and everything else. And
so these are all like extreme things that aren't really, they're just short-term things that really aren't going to help a lot. I see, lots of holes in all of them. All right, how about this thing, this tummy tuck belt thing? You put this miracle cream on there, wear it for 10 minutes, and it's supposed to burn the fat right off you. Is that ridiculous?
I've never seen anything that worked like that. The problem with it is even a tummy tuck itself, or liposuction, removes fat cells, but if you continue to eat, you're going to rebuild those fat cells. I've never seen anything that you can do non-surgically like that.
No, it just doesn't seem to make it. All these things, too, are just trying to capitalize on the fact that we're worried about weight, and they're just trying to take money from us, and they're really not the right way to do it. So let's go back to what you do. If a patient comes in to you and they say, look, I cannot lose weight. I've tried everything. I know it. I'm starting to feel it. I'm having chest pains. I'm starting towards diabetes, all these other things. Talk to that person right now and tell them what they need to do.
Well, the biggest thing we do is we really dig deep into what they're actually eating. We have them fill out food journals. We find out what foods they like. We really make a plan as to how to eat properly. And then we start looking into their system. They've tried every diet under the sun. Why aren't they losing weight? Did they actually really try the diet, or they have hardly tried the diet? Did they follow it correctly and still didn't lose weight? Then I want to know why. There's something in their system that is preventing them from losing weight.
And like you've said to us before, each patient is a snowflake. They're very individual. There's genetic things. There's so many different reasons why. So you really are like a scientist, almost like I said to you once before, a detective, to actually try to figure out in that person what's stopping them from losing the weight. So if a patient wants to come over, tell us more about how they can become a patient at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center.
Well, they can visit us on our website, www.peaksofhealth.com, or they can call our office anytime, 727-826-0838.
Okay, very good. So, Doc, I really appreciate it, because there's so many of these things people think are going to work for them. In the end, it's going to probably cause more health problems. It's not going to help them lose weight, and it's just going to get them more discouraged. So what they really need to do is come to somebody like you, who's a cutting-edge technology doctor, who can really make a long-term positive benefit in their lives.
Yeah, because one thing patients need to remember, they're better off, just maintaining their weight if they're going to yo-yo diet.
Right.
Yo-yo dieting back and forth just really messes up their metabolism after a period of time. So you got to really change the lifestyle and permanently change it.
All right, very good. All right, Dr. Tracy Lenhart, you'll be with us here every Tuesday at this time to give us good health tips that's going to help us live a longer and healthier life. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.